Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Hammer, if it makes you feel any better, I've been in radio for a long time, and I have been left behind a lot in my days. It does. It's not the best
feeling. It's not fun.
But it just makes you appreciate it more when you get to be out here at some point. So sorry that you're back at the studio today. We're not missing Hammer Time. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It feels good, even though it does have that whole dog being left behind feeling.
Yeah.
I can get over it, though.
Yeah. You know, like when Ben and his wife move and they just leave their dogs behind.
Just keep that to me. I don't think Shelly is going to want to be included on that reference from earlier. What's on your mind, Hammer?
Well, for me personally, I thought the comparison was better. Back in the day for school, when we used to go on these field trips, I used to always forget to give my mom the permission slip. So the whole class used to go on these field trips, and like three of us used to get left behind. So, dude, don't worry about it, guys. I'm totally used to this feeling. I can
get
through this.
Is that a real thing? That really happened to you?
Yeah, because if you don't have money for the field trip or anything, you can't go, and I wouldn't give my mom the permission slip, so I wouldn't have the money. So, yeah, I just have to stay in class, and, like, we used to watch movies and stuff, but...
I mean, that's not the worst thing, but it kind of sucks. Depending on where the field trip was, there were probably a few I wanted to get out of. But it's interesting that you mention this now, Hammer, because... we are planning a show outing together, a big dinner at the end of the year, big fancy meal with all of us and our significant others. Now, Hammer's significant other lives in Las Vegas. I DM'd her to find out when she was going to be here. We kind of set it up around that. I also DM'd her last night, Hammer, to let her know we're going to be doing
Chill out on the DMs with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Don't
worry about it, all right? Trust me, I'm old and look like a thumb, remember?
That's true.
But here's the deal. I DM'd her last night, and I said, hey, we're going to be doing a White Elephant gift exchange. I'm going to give you the details because Hammer will forget.
Yeah, true.
And he'll show up with nothing. And now I feel a little bit vindicated in that DM, Hammer.
Hey, you should. I forget stuff, but it is what it is. Anyways, for my Hammer time, speaking of dinners, I was with my mom. It was her birthday this past weekend, so I took her out for lunch. And next to us, this table, it's this older couple. And they're clearly on a date, but they're sitting on the same side on the table.
Yep.
And it freaked me out. And I was like, why are people doing this? Because it just doesn't feel romantic. It doesn't even feel like it makes sense in terms of like eating your food, having a good conversation.
Yeah, it's really sweet after like the first 3 weeks of dating to do that. Oh, I just can't get enough of you. Sit next to me. Just be near me. And then that fades away.
Now, is it a possibility that... like, if there's, like, a great view or you're both watching a... Like, one reason, like, Shelly and I, when we go out, we like to sit at the bar as opposed to at a table because then we can both sit facing the same direction if we're watching a game or whatever's going
on.
But
not if you go out to a fancy dinner.
And this is a fancy restaurant.
No, we sit across from each other like normal people.
Now, I have a question for you, Hammer. You took your mom to her birthday lunch. She paid, didn't she?
No, I actually paid. She always pays. That was kind of the joke of this is... She always pays for every lunch because we work with each other, so we always try to meet up on lunch breaks, and she pays for about, I don't know, we've went out to 105 lunches, and she's paid for 102 of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I really went all out for this lunch. And
where'd you guys eat?
Bazil, the restaurant above Nordstrom's.
Amazing. Good for you. Congratulations. You're growing up a little bit. I like that.
There was other couple of things I saw with this couple. Do the people still pull out the chair? Is that still something that we have to do as a guy?
Yes,
you have to pull out the chair. What about opening the car door, too?
Opening the car door is a good bit.
I got to do all of that still?
Yes, correct.
I just feel like when you do the chair one, I'm always like stuck in this awkward situation where she's going to grab the chair, but then I'm grabbing the chair, and it's just awkward.
Right to the table. They're going to take you there and then just grab the chair, pull it out, and they go, hey, here you go, babe.
So I was at Hammer's Nordstrom on Saturday night. Were you working on Saturday night, Hammer?
Yes.
You were. Oh, you were there.
I always text him when I go.
I didn't text. I should have texted. We were.
He'll come out. Give you.
We were there picking up an online order, and then my youngest and I went to see Ford versus Ferrari.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah. You know, race car movies are better than actual races.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Which is really boring, but it really gets exciting when they dramatize it in a movie.
That's a good point.
It was much better than watching like a regular, like the 24 Hours of Le Mans, I've never watched in my life. But in movie form, not bad.
Yeah,
Pretty cool, actually.
I was interested in that as well. Hammer, is that it for Hammer Time today? Because that was good. I like that. Just make sure you continue to make that that extra effort, buddy.
I will, buddy.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.